Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the July Energy Update 2024. So guys, as soon as I tuned into the July energy, I felt this immediate feeling of like excitement. There was like a pulsing big energy here that felt like newness. But then at the same time, I felt this pull towards like a heavier, deeper, transformative energy. So what I was called to do this month is write three different energy updates because there's three separate energies going on here. And what I want you to do is ask yourself, what's the message that you need to hear this month? What's the message for you this month? So I have group one, group two, and group three. Okay. You may resonate with one or more, but go with your first instinct. Don't judge it. So here we go. If you resonate with group one, the theme for you this month is transformation. You do have the power to transform this month. You do have the magic if you choose it. This month, your mission is to tune to your power. And your power is going to be in loving. Instead of looking for love outside or what you can get from the outside world, you want to focus on what you can radiate out into the world. This will help empower you to transform the life in a new direction. Those of you that are in this group need to connect with your inner leadership, your inner manifestor, your inner boss, the part of you that says, let's go, I got this, okay? Focus on where your power is. So for you, your power is, what do I have to give? This doesn't mean money. This means, what do I have? Where can I dig deep inside me and go, what do I have to give in the world? What love do I have? Where can I give my love? What do I love? And this is going to make your body feel like it has, which is going to end up bringing you more. So what you need to work on in order to fully align with this energy is loving yourself and knowing that you are source energy. So the world has been treating you the way you have been treating yourself. So when you know your worth, you get your worth. When you know you're good enough and you're worthy, you will get more evidence of that worthiness, which is what will transform your life. So use this month, group one, to tune to source energy within you. Now, we all know about this and we know it's easier said than done, but when we set an intention to tune to our true power, when the energy really is supporting it, it is so much more effective. So this is going to create shifts for people around money. It's like opening gates, opening doors. It's like magic, miracles, fairy dust energy if you can tune to this group one, okay? So if you've been feeling doubt or fear and you still resonate with group one, take this time to rewrite your life story. Make yourself the triumphant hero, okay? You can't erase whatever's happened in the past or what happened yesterday or what happened last year or 20 years ago, but you can replace it with a new narrative and a new truth moving forward. And that is your mission this month. Who do I want to be moving forward? How can I be the boss of my own life and the leader of my own life moving forward? Because this month is a culmination of your personal power. So be strong, be focused, be self-directed. This is your permission right now to risk, take a chance on yourself, let yourself be vulnerably loving and shiny and bright, okay? So this will help you transform into the truth of who you are, and you may discover things about yourself that you didn't realize you had. You're gonna go, oh my gosh, wow, I did have that. Like you're more resilient or you're more strong or you're more powerful or there's something to discover for you this month in this transformation. Hope that was helpful. That was group one. Now we're moving into group two. Totally different energy, okay? So if you resonate with group two, the theme I got for group two was balance, okay? This month, you're going to be shown what is out of balance in your life, if you don't already know. So look to see where are you being too lazy or where are you taking too much action? In both cases, this month is asking you to line up the energy first. Now, you should do this all the time, but this is going to be at the forefront for you. So July is about allowing more new energy and not forcing it by sort of, you know, moving pieces around. So reaching for a feeling of generally feeling good is going to move mountains for your energy this month. So rest, meditate, set clear intentions for how you want to feel. This may be a time where you like are like, wow, I thought I really wanted this, but I really want this. You may have an old idea that you've been holding on to that might get dismantled this month because it was coming from maybe the wrong place. you want to reach for the feeling that you want, not the things that you want. And that's what's going to open up the energy for you specifically. You know, you might be someone that has been using outside conditions, whether it's a health condition or a money condition or a person or a job, to dictate how you feel instead of taking charge of the way you feel. This month is focused on balancing your emotions and not being such a reactor to conditions. It's taking charge of your own emotional life, okay? This month is you're also being asked in this balanced energy to release distractions. So what is pulling your focus in the wrong direction? Are you focusing on what matters most to you? So take a daily inventory on how you're generally feeling and where you're really putting your focus. Let's be honest with where you are. Are your feet walking in the direction you say you want to go? Because if you got group two, there is something out of balance in your life that needs rebalancing, okay, in order for you to receive the things you want. So the balance is about a receiving and giving balance. So that's what you need to work on, a balance of receiving and giving. So you're someone who either is taking too much or giving too much or not receiving enough, etc. There's an imbalance here somewhere for you. So you either believe that you have to give yourself up to take care of others or to be okay, or others have to give themselves up so you're taken care of. So either way, we want to balance this energy this month for a win-win energy, okay? Choose solutions this month. Choose ease this month. Choose receiving mode this month. What does receiving mode mean? Receiving mode means I'm listening to my impulses. I'm listening to what my body needs. I'm listening for when I need rest or when my gas tank is empty, and I'm deliberately balancing my energy so I generally feel good and tweaking it and paying attention to the way I feel more. Okay, because if you're in group two, it means you have been distracting yourself in some way from listening to your guidance. There is a balancing required in order. Maybe you might be one of those people that is living in irritation or frustration or blah energy, and you need to sort of up level in general, because a lot of people are living in anxiety, and so it's very normal, but it cannot be normal if you want to open up your life into a new place, okay? So this is about really paying attention to what you need in order to create balance in all areas of your life. Balance with your body, balance in your relationships, and particularly in receiving and giving. Okay, so this will be money as well for a lot of you. Now on to group three. Okay, so that was group two. We're moving on to group three. If you resonate with group three, your theme is acceptance. So it was interesting because group three, all of these energies felt so different. Where you are is where you are. And for you, group three, if you were resonating with this, your message is you're exactly where you intended to be. You have not missed your chance. It's all still ready and waiting for you. In this group, I feel a dominant energy of doubt and disappointment energy that needs to be addressed this month, okay? You, in this group, I feel like you guys have what is or what has been itis, which is, but this is what happened and this is what happens and this is, and but this is where my bank account is, but this is what's happening. And so it's really keeping you stuck and it's dictating and limiting what you are letting yourself receive, okay? So I'm seeing with this group issues around money, issues with health, and your value being up in July. So your challenge is to make peace with where you are and stop pushing against it or blaming or beating yourself up, okay? Every moment is an opportunity to make a new choice. So if you don't like where you are, choose new thoughts and actions to move in a new direction. What you need to work on this month is your definition of happiness. A lot of you I felt was like, I'm not gonna be happy till I die. Like I can't get my happiness. It's just not happening for me. This sort of giving up energy. So you may have a belief that happiness is not something you can have in this life, but you can. And this is your message this month to take the time to do what truly makes you happy. If you don't know what makes you happy, have the universe show you. Say, universe, show me what's going to make me happy. Because happiness is not about what we accomplish or what we have. It is about how connected we are to our true selves. How in alignment am I with the real me? Make it your mission this month to connect with and find and look for what truly fills you up. Consciously open to solutions to old problems, because they're showing me here in July. When you sort of accept or make peace with where you are, it releases resistance. And this is your path of least resistance to letting more stuff in. So you too need to be willing to go outside of your comfort zone, because what this means is you're more comfortable in a box than getting outside of a box. So even if illness or poverty or not enough money, we tend to choose over and over again what is comfortable to us. Because the truth is, when we really put ourselves out there, we don't believe we're really gonna be happy, you know? And it's so funny because I talk about this with like tasks, right? If you're an artist or a songwriter or a writer of any kind or an artist of any kind, you don't know when you sit down to do your art that you're going to create, you don't know what you're going to create. So a lot of people have resistance because they go, I don't know if it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be bad. So I'll do the thing I can control, like the dishes, or I'll do the thing that I know I'll feel a little bit, get a little dopamine hit from doing the laundry or whatever, instead of doing the thing that's harder, that requires more of us, that but has more potential for joy and more potential to fill us up. So look for the things that maybe are a little more risky or vulnerable because you don't have a guarantee that you're going to fill up, but it's more in the direction of your passion, of your joy, of what makes you happy. Okay. So there's a reason things have not shifted for you, and it's because you're keeping yourself stuck in a reactive mode instead of a creative one. So only you can decide who you are. This is the month to choose. Who do I want to be? So can you accept where you are, make peace with it, and then choose something new moving forward? Because July is really going to give you that little boost of confidence. If you kind of take an inch, it'll give you the mile. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I'm really, and it's funny because I'm going to use this analogy, but like you can't stop desiring what you want. So when you keep noticing that what you have is not what you want, you don't let that desire sort of pull you towards the solution. So do your best to soften in any way, except make peace, like we talked about, what is happening or what has happened, and really go, oh, where is my desire calling me? And I think that's really going to help you this month. So guys, I hope that was helpful. Three separate energy updates for July. I don't know if this is going to be the new theme, but I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. So much love and blessings to you guys. July is going to be a powerful month. So enjoy it.